advice? Do what your mother told you to do. Shop around. Stanley Jewelers Gemologist in Historic Park Hill. We know diamonds and gold. Members, American Gem Society.
I'm telling you, you want to hunt something down? Hunting season is here. Come out to Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Pre-Owned Department and hunt that trunk monkey. If you find him, I'm telling you, it's going to be a surprise. Come see us, Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Pre-Owned Department, or call us now, 834-7700.
Hey, it's John and Janet from GenWealth Financial Advisors getting ready for our pre-Independence Day show coming up this Saturday.
We'll be talking about why it's important to have an independent financial advisor.
The Get Ready for the Future show, Saturday at 10 a.m. on 103.7 The Buzz.
Middleton Heat and Air offers free estimates and free second opinions on equipment replacement and can finance 100% of your installation.
Instant comfort. I'm Chuck Middleton, and I'll take care of that.
Call Middleton Heat and Air today at 224-4888.
Are you ready to ride the crazy train? Call us at 433-1037 or send us a message on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Now back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio with Tommy Smith, David Bessel, and Roger Scott on the show with no name. All aboard!
Our Cranford bunch is a little younger than us, and they're filling their gullet with food from where?
Actually, this from Magic Springs. They provided it. So
bacon, eggs, and everything.
Yeah. So.
But David and I are going to chow down after the next ride, which we're going to hopefully take at 7:30, and that's called the
Gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
Hey, if you haven't taken your kids over here, these are fun. They've got some real good quality rides from the
Don't forget they've got the water park as well. Water, so whenever
that's RJ specialty.
You know, 105.
And here's the deal, Tommy. While you're doing that, 2-for-1 if you text Buzz to 73517, 73517, you'll get 2-for-1.
They get a free ticket, basically. Yeah.
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
Dana's got it under control. Hey, when Creed comes to town, you've got to get a hold of me, and we'll have him on the show.
Is
okay?
Is Chris Allen this week?
Chris Allen, yeah.
Is Wednesday?
Chris Allen is this Saturday. So
did you? You tell the guy with Creed that Tommy Smith
said. Hear that, Dana?
Because I've got so much baggage on this guy.
I'll text him today.
Yeah, you're a tough chick. You'll do it. I know you'll do it.
Yeah, texting Buzz.
We'll work that out. But y'all are going to also are also going to have a meet and greet that y'all are going to give away to somebody, too, back
great.
And meet Creed.
Cool.
So.
Great.
Okay, the guy's name is Scott.
Right.
That's his first name.
Stapp.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows him.
Tommy wants to talk to him, and he will not go on stage until he talks to me, or he'll end up on CNN.
All right, we'll get that.
If he was half the man he was 5 years ago, he'd take a flamethrower to this place.
I can't go into detail, but he will talk with me. I'm friends with him and all that. I'm just
the buddies.
Right. You're mentioning.
We spent a summer together.
They're kind of a big deal together.
You're mentioning the water park here, and I can't wait to hear these rankings now because I'm a Floridian. And I want to hear the top 10 and worst 10 beaches.
They say,
this
is where I get off on Justin and consultants. They say, and all you Cranford people, listen up. They tell you that the top 10 things people want to hear on the radio, number one all the time, is weather. How many of us need a weather forecaster for the next 30 days, huh? Do we need somebody to tell us it's going to be 101 and hot for the next? So that's what it's going to be. I have for you the top 10 beaches in North America.
Based on water quality or just overall? Just
water quality weighs in.
So it's just the nicest, the most popular, or I've seen some of these.
I'll just give you the ones that pertain to us.
If you can find it there.
I've got it. There it is. I did homework last night. Did you read about this? Attack on bats, no end in sight. The United States has a deadly fungus, $3.7 billion worth blowing on bats.
Well, going to bats.
$3.7 billion worth blowing on bats.
It's a fungus.
Well, the mines are right.
Beach water quality shows little change.
So this is what's on beach water quality is how this ranking comes out.
You are going to be stunned. He's going to be somewhat happy.
Okay.
Beaches where you do not want to go in the water. California's Avalon and Doheny State Park on the Pacific Ocean. Illinois' Winnetka, Elder Park Beach, North Point Marina, and anywhere.
It's a lake.
anywhere in Louisiana. Anywhere in Louisiana.
Hey.
You don't want to go to the beach.
Right.
New Jersey. Who takes the beach?
Who
I think a needle's washing up on a shore.
Seven.
New York.
Six.
Who wants to go to the beach
in
New York?
Now we get to
Ohio on the lake. And Wisconsin South Shore Beach. Now we have the top 10.
The top 10 best.
The top 10 best.
Those are the worst.
Number 10. And a big favorite of RJ's, Texas Pod, South Padre Island.
Thank you.
Should be 10th.
Thank you, Acri.
10th
Take
place.
That and put it in your pipe and smoke it, Acri.
Oh, well, Acri's going to shove the pipe right back
let's
up
get,
your
Let's get to the good ones.
And yours, too.
Come on.
Number 9, New Hampshire's Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
And these
that's
are uppity.
Let's go water.
That's where the Drysdales used to go.
Yes.
Minnesota's Park Point, Franklin Park, and Lafayette Community Club Beach may be one of the best Great Lake beaches in North America.
It's community Club Beach. Yes.
No, they're not Community Club. They're just, you just don't think of the Great Lakes when you think of beaches.
That's 8.
Maryland's Ocean Beach. I've been there. I didn't think it was that great.
7.
Delaware's Dewey Beach.
I've been there.
You've been to Delaware's Dewey Beach.
You've never told us.
We were in a wedding. I was in a wedding up there and went to
the beach. I'm glad you're saving the best for last. Keep going. Number five.
Pensacola Beach, Florida.
Well, you know that's crazy already. Of all the Florida Panhandle beaches, that would be unless there are more to come.
No.
That's the best?
Yeah.
Pensacola?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Oh, my God.
Panama City's too dirty. Well,
what about Destin or?
I ain't through.
Okay, that's what I was about to say.
Number 4.
Panama City's not dirty. What are you talking about?
Oh, it smells like feet.
You haven't even been to Panama City lately.
It's like Fort Walton Beach.
Everybody's
too many people a week.
Well, no, but that's not quality water.
Well, go ahead.
You're not going to drink it.
Number 4, Navarre Beach.
Okay, that's all fine.
That's number three.
That's Panhandle.
Number 2, the capital of the Redneck Riviera, Alabama's Gulf Shore Public Beach and Gulf Park State
really?
Park Pavilion. Oh. So, in Acri's defense, put that in your pipe and smoke it, cowboy.
So Gulf Shore is number 2.
Wow. And number 1, California's Newport, Huntington State, and Bozeman.
Well, let me tell you, I've been to Newport Beach. I'm telling you, the water in the Gulf of Mexico just makes – I don't want to go anywhere on the Pacific
I'm
side.
I'm with you.
It's just dirty. I'm with you. I mean, have you ever been up there, Roger?
Heck no.
It's – You go to the Gulf of Mexico, for the most part, it's clear. You got white sand.